Carnation Evaporated Milk presents a star, Audrey Totter, on Stars Over Hollywood.
Please, try to understand. Money doesn't bring back a life. I have to do more than that, because I am responsible. Some way, I don't know how, I have to make it up to this man and his little girl.
From Hollywood, California, where the world's favorite stars live and work, the world's favorite evaporated milk brings you transcribed Stars Over Hollywood. Each week, Carnation presents another famous name for motion pictures, television, and radio. Such distinguished performers as Lisbeth Scott, Joseph Cotten, Hope Emerson. Today's star is one of Hollywood's most outstanding dramatic actresses, Audrey Totter. Today's story, Paid in Full, is brought to you from Hollywood by Carnation, the milk from contented cows. Ladies, when you buy milk, buy wonderful Carnation evaporated milk. No other form of milk is so good in so many ways. Carnation.
Carnation for cooking.
Carnation for coffee.
Carnation for baby feeding.
Carnation is good whole country fresh cow's milk, concentrated to more than double richness through evaporation. Nothing is removed but water. Nothing added but vitamin D. For your coffee, cooking, baby feeding, buy economical Carnation evaporated milk. The all-purpose milk. The milk from contented cows. And be sure to hear Carnation's home service director, Mary Blake, right after the first act of today's story. She'll tell us about better cooking with Carnation and read an interesting letter from a listener. And now, Act One of Paid in Full, starring Audrey Totter in the role of Claire. Curtain going up. New car driving up to an east side tenement house obviously doesn't belong in that district, nor do the two people sitting inside. Tom Centern is a successful young executive, and Claire Donaldson was just recently a very popular debutante. But today she doesn't seem to be thinking about the social world.
I can't see why you persist in going through with this. You've paid your debt. The law is satisfied.
Have I paid my debt to him?
Of course you have. Let's go, Claire. I have everything planned. We'll be married immediately. Well, of course, we won't have that big wedding we planned in view of the circumstances, but...
In view of what circumstances?
Well, after all, if we let the press in on it, there's sure to be publicity about...
I know. About my having been in prison.
Well, you didn't have to be there.
I was found guilty. The law...
Oh, the law. If you'd let me hire the lawyers and a few witnesses...
Wait here, Tom. I'll be right back.
I'm coming with you. Which is his apartment?
I don't know. Oh, in this door. D. Connors, manager.
Yeah?
I'm looking for Mr. Frank Travis.
What do you want with him?
Oh, now, see here.
Does he live here?
Down the hall. 107.
Yeah.
Come on, Tom. 107. Here it is.
Yes?
Does Frank Travis live here?
He's not home.
Are you his little girl?
Yes.
May I come in?
Well, all right, but Daddy won't be home until 7.
Come in, Tom.
Well, I'll wait out here. But hurry.
I'd forgotten there was a child. What's your name?
Judy Travis. What's yours?
Danwell. Celia Danwell. How old are you, Judy?
Almost 10.
And you live here alone with your daddy?
My mother's dead.
I'm sorry. You must get lonely being by yourself all day.
Well, now I do. But I used to have a very good friend, Alice. She used to live in the next apartment, and she was 8.
And she doesn't live there any longer?
No, they moved away 3 days ago. So now it does get kind of lonely.
Judy, has anyone moved into that apartment yet?
No, not yet.
Well, I must go now. It was nice meeting you.
Well, don't you want to wait for my daddy?
Oh, I didn't come to see him. I'm taking the apartment next door, and I just wanted to meet my new neighbors.
Oh.
I'd better talk to the manager about the apartment. Goodbye, Judy.
Bye. See you later.
Claire, just what are you doing?
I'm moving into that apartment next door.
But in heaven's name, why?
Did you take a good look at that little girl?
Little girl? She was more like a dirty little mouse.
Exactly. She's alone all day long. I'm going to take care of her.
You? You're going to... Claire, that's ridiculous. You've wasted 2 years of your life already on account of these people. I won't let you.
Please, Tom, nothing you say can change my mind.
But Claire, after
please,
all...
Please, Tom, please try to understand. We won't be happy together until I've straightened this thing out. I must help them.
Then give them money and forget them.
Money doesn't bring back a life.
I don't know what's happened to you since you've been in that place.
I've done some growing up, Tom. That's all.
Bathrooms through there, pull-down bed, kitchen, closet. We don't supply no linens. Nothing like that.
Well, it's all right.
Some dishes, pots and things in the kitchen. A lot more you got to buy your own. Well, anything else you want to know?
No, thank you.
Okay. Of course, it ain't none of my business, but why a woman like you would want to...
You're right. It's none of your business.
Yeah.
She's a great help. What is it? Oh. Oh, hello. Hello, Judy.
I waited until Mrs. Connors left.
I understand. Come in.
I wanted to bring you a housewarming gift. I made it myself in school. It's not very good, though.
No, it's a lovely vase. I'll put it right here on the table. There. Doesn't it look nice?
Yes, Miss Danwell.
Oh, no, Judy. I want you to call Miss Celia.
All right, Celia.
That's much better. Judy, is your daddy home yet?
Oh, no. He sometimes works real late on Saturday.
Oh, I see. Well, I'll meet him tomorrow. Meanwhile, we can get to know each other.
Mr. Travis!
What? Who is it? Mrs. Connors.
And your friend Travis.
All right.
Comes home like this every Saturday. Gets his paycheck. And this happens.
Oh, well, let me help you.
Hello. Hey, what? Hey, let me. I want my key somewhere.
I've got a pass key.
I had it while some place to find a door. I can't.
You drag him over here to the couch.
Yeah.
Did he just leave him like this?
I'll take care
of him, Mrs. Connors.
But she does every Saturday. She can handle it.
Oh, let me help you, Judy.
I can take care of him, Miss Celia.
But, all right, Judy.
I guess you don't think we're such good neighbors now.
Sure I do. Good night, Judy.
Good night, Celia.
Oh, come in, Mr. Travis. Won't you sit down?
Well, I came to apologize for last night, Miss Tenwell.
It's all right. You don't have
to. No, it's not all right. But I've got reasons.
You don't have to tell me, Mr. Travis.
I've been drinking for 2 years since my wife was murdered.
Murdered?
Oh, the law called it manslaughter. They sent the debutante who killed her to jail for a couple of years, but she's probably home right now, riding around in expensive cars again, going 80 miles an hour, and Marion's dead. She's dead.
Please, Mr. Travis.
I'm very sorry, then. But that's part of it, you see. I get drunk on Saturday, then on Sunday morning, I tell myself it was that rich girl's fault, so I'm free to do it again the next week. I know I shouldn't be telling all this to a stranger.
No, it's all right.
But I can't open up like this to the kid. I want her to forget, even if I can't.
She's certainly a capable youngster, your daughter.
Yeah, too capable.
She's not a kid anymore.
Yes, I noticed that. She should have somebody around to take care of her.
Yeah, I know.
Mr. Travis, this is going to sound strange because we've just met. But, I'd like to take care of Judy.
Take care of her?
Oh, let me finish, please. I have a small income from my father's insurance. Not much, but I manage. I don't work.
But I...
And I really enjoy taking care of Judy. It would give me something to do.
Well, but I couldn't pay you. Well, it's nice of you to suggest. But...
I don't want money.
But you're a stranger,
Please?
Well, it sure would be good for her
to... Of course it would.
You'd be sort of a substitute mother.
Yes. That's what I'll be. A substitute mother.
And so the curtain falls on the first act of today's radio drama, Paid in Full, starring Audrey Tautter, brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Before we return to the second act, let's take a look at our mail with Mary Blake, Carnation's home service director. As our authority on foods and cooking, Mary, I suppose you get lots of letters from listeners, don't you?
I should say I do, Art, and I'm always pleased to receive them. We like to hear all about the many ways our friends are using and enjoying Carnation Evaporated Milk. For instance, here's a letter from a lady in Nashville, Tennessee, who finds Carnation a big help with her family.
Well, read it to us, will you, Mary?
All right. This is from Mrs. E. E. Connell of 4104 Cove Place in Nashville, and she says, Carnation is a two-generation milk in our family. Even though we lived on a farm where there was always fresh milk, my mother raised three daughters on Carnation. Then after I was married, Mary Blake and her Carnation cookbooks helped me. Well, that's good news. Then she goes on to say, my husband Sandy is fond of pies, and his favorite is chocolate meringue made with Carnation, of course. Now we have a bouncing three-year-old daughter, and you guessed it, she's a Carnation baby. I can truthfully say that Carnation milk has been a real friend to us. I think that's a very nice letter, don't you, Art?
I most certainly do. And our thanks to Mrs. E. E. Connell of Nashville for telling us how pleased she is with Carnation evaporated milk. You know, there are millions of homemakers like Mrs. Connell, and we most sincerely hope that you are among them. But if you haven't been using Carnation milk, then by all means, join the millions of homemakers everywhere who have discovered that for cooking, for coffee, for baby feeding, there's just no finer milk anywhere than wonderful Carnation evaporated milk. The all-purpose milk. The milk from contented cows. Incidentally, you'll enjoy the convenience of buying Carnation by the case. We return now to the second act of Paid in Full, starring Audrey Tautter in the role of Claire. Judged responsible for the death of a woman in an automobile accident, socialite Claire Donaldson has spent 2 years in prison. However, she feels as her debt to society has not been fully paid. And under the name of Celia Danwell, she moves into the apartment next to Frank and Judy Travis, the father and daughter of the dead woman. A month has passed, and under her care, the little girl is turning into a happy, normal little girl.
Celia, I can't get this bow on straight.
Here, let me help you.
Oh,
now you look fine.
Well, I gotta hurry. I'm gonna be late to school.
My, it is getting late. All right, now, off with you.
Celia, can I kiss you goodbye?
Sure, honey.
Bye, Celia.
Goodbye, Judy. Goodbye, honey. Oh, Frank. Good morning.
Hi. My daughter seems to be quite attached to you.
She's just impulsive.
Like a child her age should be. Oh, it's wonderful what you've done for her in a month, Celia.
She has changed, hasn't she?
And so have I. Only one spree since you took over, and that was 3 weeks ago.
And you two have helped me. You don't know how much.
I think I do.
You do?
I don't know what's troubling you, Celia, but... Well, somehow I feel that being with us, with Judy and me, has helped you.
Yes, Frank, it has. So much. You look tired, Frank. Let me clear the table.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just stop for the season and do them in the morning.
Only 2 months, Phoebe. And I feel as if you've always been here.
Please, Frank.
I come home from work now expecting you to be here. If you weren't home...
Frank.
Come in, Mrs. Connors.
It's that man again, Miss Danwell.
Thank you, Mrs. Connors.
Only trying to be helpful. Okay. I'm going.
Hello? Move time. No. No, not yet. I'll let you know. No, don't come here. I'll come to your office. Yes, tomorrow morning. All right. All right, Tom. Goodbye.
Phil.
Frank, about those calls...
You don't have to tell me.
I do. I must tell
you. Listen to me, Phil. You know how I feel about you.
No, please.
I want to marry you.
Frank, let me tell
Just
you...
Just tell me this. That guy, the one who called, does he mean anything to you?
I thought he did. I suppose he did once, but not anymore.
And do I mean anything to you?
Oh, Frank.
Well, that's all that counts.
But I must tell you...
I know all I want to know about you. I know that in 2 months you've made normal people out of Judy and me, and we both love you. That's all we have to know.
But it's something about... Yes, Judy? In a minute, dear.
You see, we do need you, see. We both need you.
I'm very glad.
And that's much more important than anything you think you have to tell me.
Yes, Frank.
So glad you've come, Claire. You have no idea how much I've missed you.
What did you want, Tom?
You know very well what I want. I want you to leave that disgusting place and come back here where you belong.
I am where I belong. For the first time in my life.
What are you talking about?
I'm not coming back, Tom.
You're going to keep on playing housemaid to those...
I'm going to marry Frank Travis.
Marry?
I'm sorry, Tom. I don't want you to feel that I've jilted you. It's simply that...
Jilted me? Jilted me? No, of course you won't jilt me.
What do you mean?
Claire, I did stick by you when most men in my position would have tried to forget they even knew you.
I see.
And I was taking a risk. Most of my clients...
Then why did you stick by me, Tom? Was it because of that dream of merging the Donaldson money with yours?
Now, Claire...
I never told anyone why that accident happened, Tom. Not even you.
Why don't you think that has to do with it?
I was afraid... I was running away from that big wedding we were going to have.
But, Claire, you...
Oh, I was in love with you, I thought I was. And yet I was afraid to marry you. That's why I went out driving and racing. I was trying to understand.
Now, dear...
I didn't see Marion Travis. She was right in front of me, and I didn't see her.
Now, please, Claire, don't. You shouldn't force yourself to...
I didn't know why I was afraid to marry you, Tom, but now I do. I couldn't marry you ever. Even if there was no friend, Travis.
But you...
Please don't call me anymore, Tom. Goodbye. I'm new shoes, Daddy.
Oh, honey, it's only 4 days. You couldn't wear all that stuff in 4 weeks.
Oh, but gee, Daddy, this is a honeymoon. And this is bad.
All you gotta have is a couple of dresses. Now take all that stuff back and bring out 2 dresses.
Okay, Daddy.
Okay. And how about your toothbrush?
Oh, gee whiz. I had to brush my teeth even on our honeymoon.
Hi, come on in, darling.
You have room for these, Frank. My bag is stuffed.
Oh, no.
Did I say something wrong?
I just convinced Judy she didn't need to take her entire wardrobe. Now I have to start with you.
After all, this is a honeymoon.
Hey, you've been eavesdropping.
Yes, Judy.
Are you scared it's okay for me to come along?
Of course it is, Judy. After all, I'm marrying a whole ready-made family. The honeymoon wouldn't be complete without all of us.
That's super. I'll get it.
Good morning. Is Miss Danwell here?
What are you doing here?
I've come to take you back.
We'll go without revealing some unpleasant truths.
No, Tom. Don't.
Is this the guy who's been phoning for you?
Yeah.
I believe that Miss Tanwell visited you the other day to say goodbye. I don't think there's any necessity for your being here now.
Oh, but there is. Isn't there, Miss Tanwell?
You can't act.
Can't what? Surely there's nothing to be afraid to have your fiancé know, Claire.
Claire?
All right, Tom. I'll come with you. It's no use, Frank. It was just...
Linda, you're Theo. See, I don't know what this is all about, but you're staying here.
Maybe if I told you what it's all about.
Promise, Linda.
Well, go on. Tell me if you think it's so important.
All right.
Judy, get my brown gloves. I'll need them.
Oh, heck, I'm your brother's
Tom, please don't do this.
Go on. What's this so important thing I should know?
You get over your wife's death very quickly, Mr. Travis.
What are you talking about? Take a good look at Celia Danwell.
Mama.
Picture her a couple of years ago. Just very bright, her hair curled up in a neat stole over her shoulders. Doesn't she look like Claire Donaldson, your wife's murderess?
No.
Frank, don't look at me like that.
Come along, Claire. Let's get out of here.
You leave me alone. You can't force me to do anything now. Get out.
What?
Get out! Get out!
Whoa.
I don't ask you to forgive me. Just to understand that. I don't know what brought me here. Maybe I thought in some way I could repay you. I didn't know I was going to fall in love. Darling, I wouldn't marry you just to pay a debt. I do love you, Frank. Oh, I know. I should have told you. I tried to, but you said you needed me. And I was afraid. I didn't want to hurt you. I guess I have, though. Seems I always end up hurting you.
And it's done looking for your brown gloves, Theo.
It's all right, Peter. I won't need them.
Okay. I'm glad that Arthur Mann is gone. I don't like him.
Judy, come here, honey.
Okay. What's wrong with Daddy?
Judy, your daddy and I aren't going to be married.
You're not? And there ain't going to be any honeymoon? There's something that man said.
No, dear. You see, I made a terrible mistake. And I thought I could make you and your daddy happy by taking your mother's place. I guess I couldn't.
You made me happy.
Thank you, Judy.
And I love you like a mother. And I still love my own mother, too. Isn't it right for me to love both of you?
I guess it isn't right in this case.
Oh, but Judy, Theo.
Goodbye, Judy. I'll miss you.
Celia. Celia, it is right.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to get married? Are you, Daddy? Yeah? Are you going on your honeymoon?
Yes, Judy.
Aren't we sure? We certainly are.
And so the curtain falls on the final act of this week's Stars Over Hollywood show, as presented by Carnation Evaporated Milk and starring Audrey Carter. Before we have news about next week's show, how about a curtain call for our stars?
Sounds good to me, right?
Wonderful, because we want you to know that in the starring role of Paid in Full, you most certainly paid us in full with a wonderful performance.
Very nice of you to say that, Art. It's the kind of story I like.
Well, Audrey, here's something else I think you'll like. A cup of coffee creamed to perfection with wonderful Carnation evaporated milk.
Mmm, that does sound good.
Here, Audrey, taste it, won't you? It's an after-the-show custom of ours.
Oh, that's what I call a good cup of coffee.
It is good, isn't it? You see, Carnation evaporated milk is more than double rich. And that's just exactly what it takes to make a good cup of coffee taste better than ever. Millions of coffee lovers know that. And that's why they prefer Carnation to cream. And now, Audrey, for your excellent portrayal today, we'd like you to have this bouquet for your home. Red and white carnations, just like those pictured on every can of Carnation evaporated milk.
You've been a wonderful host, Al. Thanks very much, and goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, Audrey Carter. Next Saturday, Stars Over Hollywood will present Miss Hope Emerson in a romantic play titled Miss Nettie. And now here's Miss Emerson.
Who, like it said, the course of true love never did run smooth? Shakespeare, I guess.
Well, whoever it was, let's hope for just this once that he was wrong.
Thank you, Hope Emerson. We'll all be listening next week to hear you in this heartwarming play. The story of today's stars of the Hollywood presentation is written by Wendy Brooks. Supporting the starter were Robert Bailey, Vernon Rich, Issa Ashdown, and Beverly Barnes. The program was directed by Don Clark. Ladies, when you shop for groceries today, be sure you buy Carnation, the world's favorite brand of evaporated milk. No other form of milk comes in so handy, so many times, so many ways.
It's Carnation time when it's coffee time. It's Carnation time when you're cooking food. It's Carnation time, a baby feeding time. The milk's something terribly proud for you. All around the time, it's time for Carnation.
Grown-ups, teenagers, and little folks all love the wonderful potty flavor of Carnation malted milk, available either in the chocolate flavor or the natural flavor, both extra delicious and extra nourishing. Carnation malted milk costs less than 2 cents for each big, generous serving, and you get more than 20 servings from a one-pound jar. Get Carnation malted milk today. For the Carnation Company and Stars Over Hollywood, this is Art Ballinger suggesting that you be sure to see the George Burns and Gracie Allen television show, brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Tune in every Saturday and hear the world's greatest motion picture stars on Stars Over Hollywood. Next Saturday, we are proud to present Hope Emerson in Miss Nettie. The Carnation Company reminds you that whenever disaster strikes, the Red Cross sends immediate help. It provides shelter, food, clothing, medical care, and even rehabilitation. The Red Cross collects blood for military and civilian use, for our National Plasma Reserve, and for gamma globulin to fight polio. Answer the call, join and serve, and give generously to the 1954 Red Cross Fund. Taking now to Hill City Hospital, which follows immediately over most of these stations. Stars Over Hollywood comes to you transcribed from our Hollywood studios, and is heard in Canada over the Dominion Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. This is the CBS Radio Network.